So, Coach Spry, so much going on. I mean, it has to do with the parents. It has to do with the coaches. It has to do with the players themselves, the individuals themselves. A person who has the heart of a mentor has the same life challenges that everybody else has.
Absolutely.
How do you stay in that place where you still have the heart of a mentor, even though you still have your own challenges to deal with?
Well, I think, first of all, I always tell people, you know, a lot of times when you're helping someone, they're looking for hope. And a lot of times when people call you or ask you, because they see some hope in you that you can give with them. So even with the challenges that I may have endured or that I face from day to day, I always know you got to have faith, because faith is means that you know that it can be resolved, it can work out, but then you got to believe that. Your faith is going to contribute to your belief, and then your belief's got to contribute to your trust in the Lord. And you got to realize that through faith, belief, and trust, you know, anything is possible, things can work out. And I try to share that same thing with whoever I'm talking to, is trying to inspire them by increasing their faith and their trust and their hope and their belief, and saying, hey, it's going to work out, you know, but you got to believe. But if a person don't have any hope, they're not going to have any faith.
Yeah.
And if they don't have no faith, they're not going to believe. And then if they don't believe, why are they going to trust?
That's right. And I can imagine if they don't have the hope, the trust, the faith, the belief, they're not going to take any steps necessary to do their part to get out of whatever it is.
Absolutely. And but, you know, the other thing is they got to want to to do whatever it is that they want to do or make a change. I always feel for sometime when you see someone and you want them to do better and they say they want to do better, but they don't do anything better. You know, it starts with self. But you're there to just as a guiding light to encourage them and try to propel them to go in the direction that's more beneficial to their life.
You know, speaking of that, you mentioned a little earlier that when we look at the difference between the players of yesteryear to the players of today, there's a great sense of entitlement. And we know we can't put all of that on the young people themselves, because they grew up in a very, very fast society. Everything was about, hey, you want this fast food? You can get it fast. Uh-huh. You want this technology to move faster? We'll make it move faster. In fact, we're the ones who want it to move faster. We're just going to make you think you asked for it, but we're going to give it to you. And so they grow up being treated as though they're entitled, even if that's not the intention of the people who put them in that kind of world. I'm saying that to ask this. With all that's being thrown at them, that makes it easy for so many young people to feel entitled. Is there anything that the young people can do themselves to kind of avoid developing that sense of entitlement, so that they do a much better job of maneuvering in this world, approaching life in a much better way than we see some of our athletes and others approaching it?
You know, young people are going to be young people. They're going to gravitate to those things that fit into their ego and what makes them happy. As opposed to wearing a pair of tennis shoes that's $75, but LeBron's are $175, they would rather have the $175. And oftentimes I try to share with parents that it's not in the tennis shoes, it's in the game, it's in the person's ability. LeBron tennis shoes don't make you play like LeBron, but they will sacrifice the $175 because everybody else is wearing the shoe. So you're going to have a difficult time unless it starts at home. You're not going to be able to persuade a lot of kids on their own to take that initiative, because that's just not the way they think, you know. But you'll see, if you give them a good foundation, and they're going to most of the time respond accordingly to who they have faith in, who they believe in, and the guidance that they're getting from home or from a mentor or from the pastor or youth minister. They're going to respond normally accordingly. It's only if they can see it's easy, then why should I do my homework if they're going to pass me anyway? Why should I read the book if it's nothing, there's no consequences. Why, if I get in trouble, I know I'm going to play because, you know, I'm the key player. You know, why should I come in for curfew on time if all they're going to do is fuss and then, you know, they're going to go on? So if there's no consequences in most cases, people are going to gravitate and continue doing it. Now, that's not in all cases. It's just in some cases. But I always say structure and discipline and guidance is important.
So parents, we have our work cut out for us. Before we leave, Coach Bry, if you would talk with us briefly about a couple of things that you're still involved with, one having to do with your ongoing camp and the other with your work as a consultant.
Yes, I've continued to have my basketball camp every year. I normally average about 75 kids or more, and that's through the contributors and the sponsors that support my camp every year. It's been a tremendous success. Also, I've done consulting work for the Department of Juvenile Justice. I've also done consulting for some collegiate teams, evaluating, critiquing, making suggestions and recommendations. I've also did some leadership workshops for some churches, one in Alexander, Virginia. I've spoken to numerous of places, and I've just been very blessed.
That is outstanding. Well, you have the basketball camp going. I'm sure a lot of people want to have their children involved with that. A lot of people would be interested in talking with you about doing the consulting. Some of the best ways for them to contact you?
Well, I still, it's real simple. You know, I've never felt that important. So my telephone number is in the telephone directory. All you have to do is look for Ronnie Spry. Or you could ask someone, and I'm sure you could easily get in touch with me. It's not a problem.
Well, I appreciate you so much for having joined me today to speak with me about the heart of a mentor. It's been a rich conversation. Much continued success to you in all that you're doing.
Carl, thank you for inviting me, and I pray that you will continue to be a success and you'll continue to impact life through your radio program.
Thank you, sir, so much. Ladies and gentlemen, as we close out, I want to encourage you, think about what Coach Spry shared with us. A lot of it starts, so much of it starts at home. I want to ask you, what are you doing to let some of life's best moments come through you, especially as you build your children? Till next time.